Proclamation number 6979, dated the November 29th, 1957. Final separation. The coming of the Lord. There have always been people who handed themselves over to my adversary's influence, as well as those who seriously endeavored to reach me and fulfilled their purpose of earthly life. And there will always be people on earth who strive in either direction as long as earth serves as a place to mature for the spirits. But during the time shortly before the end of a period of salvation, the number of those who surrender to my adversary will always predominate, and a far lesser number of people will strive towards me, just as, at the start of a new period of development, it will be the other way around. In fact, at the beginning of such an epoch, the earth will only serve as an abode for people who have completely entered into my will and cannot be influenced by my adversary anymore. And so it is not surprising that my adversary's raging will also become increasingly more noticeable during the last days before the end. In a manner of speaking, spiritual substances are embodied on earth whose opposition to me is barely diminished, despite the fact that they've taken the infinite long path through the creations. Nevertheless, they have attained a certain degree of maturity which allows for their human embodiment, and therefore the possibility also exists that they can pass their test of will on earth, because, despite my adversary's greater activity, I myself also provide exceptional help and take care of the weakened human race. However, in most cases their opposing will shall emerge in you, and the adversary's task to regain them again will be an easy one. But the fact that especially devout people will exist during the lost days who will very eagerly strive to attain my kingdom will be proof that it is possible, despite my adversary's intensified influence, for the people presently embedded on earth have opposed me for a very long time already, otherwise they would have been permitted to embody themselves before this time, apart from the individual souls which came to earth for the purpose of a mission in order to help the human race, which is suffering acute spiritual hardship. And therefore it concerns a final separation. The chaff will be separated from the wheat, and prior to this everything will be done to assure a good harvest. All souls will receive help to liberate themselves from the one to whom they have been enchained for eternities already. However, the final decision is up to them. All people can find out for themselves that the world is governed by a truly satanic spirit, that people are far more taken in by him and willingly comply with his demands. The world is full of devils, and the closer it gets to the end, the more it will manifest itself. For wherever a person's will is weak, he slips in and strengthens it, but in a negative sense, so that deeds will be done in this world which can only stem from Satan. And since the number of those enslaved by him will predominate, the battle against the small flock of my own who aim towards me and my kingdom, who want to remain faithful to me and are therefore subjected to these attacks, will also rage extremely severely. And these few will know that the time is coming to an end, that my return can be expected, because the adversity, from which I want to save them as I have promised, will become almost unbearable. People only rarely stand by these promises as well as the prophecies concerning the end. They are no longer able to believe, because they live in a completely different time and everything of a spiritual nature seems unreal to them. But they would only for once need to seriously think about the events which everyone can experience or observe happening around them. Then they would also have to remember the prophecies which indicated this time as well as the consequences. However, my adversary will have great power in the end. This, too, has been foretold, and all people can easily recognize that humanity is influenced by Satan, regardless of whether they accept him or call him by another name, but his activity is unmistakable. Yet my activity should also be observed and testify to me myself, a power which is stronger than the former. For Romans 1, 2, reveal myself to those who distance themselves from the opposing spirit, who are devoted to me and appeal to me for strength and help. And I will visibly manifest myself to them when the day has come that I will separate the goats from the sheep and take them away from this earth in the flesh in order to let them experience my power and glory in accordance with my promise. Amen.